In the Middle East, Arab listeners to the Voice of America are hearing a whole new sound. Gone is the staid news and public affairs of VOA's old Arabic service, replaced by Radio Sawa.
Radio Sawa أجمل الأغاني العربية والغربية.
Radio Sawa features mainly music, Arab and American popular music, and two newscasts each hour. It was developed and implemented with the help of Bert Kleinman, a former producer for Casey Kasem's Top 40 radio show. Kleinman says the target audience is young Arabs up to age 30, which is about 60-70% of the population in the region.
We cover almost the entire Middle East, and we are the largest youth-oriented radio station in the Middle East. We cover all of that on satellite and, of course, on the internet. But in terms of basic transmission, we'd start with Egypt on the west, Oman, Jordan, on an AM transmitter. We also cover Lebanon and Syria. We cover Iraq, Kuwait, Doha, which is the capital of Qatar, Abu Dhabi, and Dubai.
Describe your programming. What is it?
The music is what you would call an upbeat combination of Western and Arabic, pop and pop dance. And we are the first radio station in the Middle East to combine Western and Arabic music to completely intertwine it.
And to figure out how you wanted to program Radio Sawa, you used some decidedly American techniques, isn't that right?
Yes. We began last fall. Actually, it was around 9/11. Some of the focus groups, these are focus groups, were before 9/11 and some were after 9/11, to try and get a general idea for how people felt towards America, how people felt about the idea of a radio station that would combine Arabic and Western music, and trying to get an idea of how people felt about the United States government being the sponsor of this radio station. At the same time, from a music standpoint, we needed to understand what types of music did people think go together, and in a very general sense, what they liked.
And then you took it further and went door-to-door with some samples of music.
Right. The next step was actually say, okay, we know what these general types of music are, but what are the songs? First, we tested a large body of music, about 1,000 songs. And you create what are called hooks. And what the hook is the small piece of the record, maybe 7 seconds or something like that, that immediately lets someone identify in their mind, oh, yeah, I know that song.
Then they actually took cassette recorders
cassette
to people's
recorders,
homes,
right.
Sat down with them, and played some of these hooks, right?
Right.
And
well,
I think we actually have...
Well, what we have is an example of the next step,
okay,
which is the weekly research that we do, which is research on current music, to track from week to week exactly what people like and what they don't like and what they're getting tired of, et cetera. So mm-hmm. What you can hear, we've got it here, is an excerpt from the actual tape that we're using next week. You'll hear someone give a number in Arabic, followed by a short piece of a song.
Let's take a listen.
Wahid. Neen.
Anyhow, and on and on and on and on and on. The total montage is about 11 minutes long, and the interviewer goes, and the people have a piece of paper. And for each song, they have to say whether they know it, because if someone doesn't know a song, we're not trying to get their opinion based on 5 seconds. And if they know the song, then we ask them to rate it on a scale of 1 to 5, and are they tired of a whole bunch of other things. And this permits us to be able to really respond to the needs of the audience.
What kind of response have you had from your target audience?
Staggering. Overwhelming.
Really?
Unbelievable response. I was in Amman, Jordan a couple of weeks ago. You know, everybody says, oh, Sawa. Everybody listens to Sawa. I mean, no question. We haven't done any in-depth audience research to quantify this yet, but all of our indications are that Radio Sawa is extremely, extremely popular.
But can you really hope to change people's minds and views of America simply by blending American pop music and Arabic pop music?
Of course not. We are just one part of what people see about America. So, are we going to change people's minds in a day? Of course not. Of course not. But are we going to connect with people over a period of time and change their views of the United States? Yes, I think absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
Bert Kleinman is a senior consultant for Voice of America's Radio Sawa.